If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
Phil Vitella, 4-star review for is it George or George?
George.
George Trois. In the Chicago Tribune today. A 12-course meal.
Mm-hmm.
It'll cost me $285, is it? I've got it here.
$215.
Well, at these prices.
But the 70 is your tip, so there you go.
Is it? Is that for two or is that for one?
One.
All right, so Brenda and I were looking at $450 just in and out of the door, and then a tip.
Right, and you probably have something to drink besides agua fresca.
Sure, so we're on our way to $600 here.
Yep. Next stop, $600.
Okay, so here's another restaurant that maybe the average person doesn't go to on an average day. Is it worth $450 a couple?
It's worth my $450 a couple.
You thought it was terrific.
I thought it was excellent. This guy's been a terrific chef in Chicago for more than 10 years. I loved George Trois when he first opened it. This year, around March, he closed it for a full month to do a whole remodel of the entire building, adding on two other restaurants and making George Trois a real secluded, beautiful space, and I think every change he made works, and it's terrific food.
You said this would have a Michelin star, but it's in Winnetka.
Right, and when they come to Chicago, they jam on the brakes at the city limit, probably a little sooner, actually.
You were teasing a little bit in your review and making that point, but is it really that?
If
we're not talking Manuka here, which is way out there. It's a little town I grew up in. It's Winnetka, for crying out loud.
Right.
But hard for a Winnetka restaurant to get a Michelin star by geography alone.
Right. Last time I talked to the Michelin representative, he conceded that, yes, they restrict their focus to city proper.
Okay. Well, then maybe it gets one for Winnetka. Or it's probably the best restaurant in Winnetka. It's one of the best in Chicago.
Yeah. It's one of the best in the suburbs. It's arguably the best fine dining restaurant in the suburbs. You can have a couple of fights with a couple other restaurants, but they have to be in the conversation.
V is a good one out in Western Springs.
V is a terrific restaurant out in Western Springs. Like niche all the way out in Geneva. But I would say that really V is the only suburban restaurant that can hold its own with George Trois.
We've been to V a few times. We used to live in LaGrange Park, so on special occasions we'd go out there. If you haven't been to V, you'll drive right by it. It's nothing fancy on the outside.
Mm-mm. And they have no outdoor seating or anything like that.
It's the most indiscriminate-looking building you'll ever go by. Great restaurant inside. Really terrific staff. So is this George Trois? Is it French? Is it American?
Yes, his whole career has been cooking in the French idiom. That's his training. He was at Café La Cave many years ago. He was the last head chef at Le Français. He opened this place. He had a place in the western suburbs called Les Deux Gros in Glen Ellen, long gone. And he's always been, say, contemporary. I mean, respectful of French tradition, cooks in a more contemporary style, certainly, but it's that kind of thing. It's what Le Français would be doing if it were still around today.
I've annotated your review just to...
Good idea. I write long.
Well, they only give you so much space. I think you do a nice job, Phil.
Thank you.
But I just wanted to hit some of the words that appeared in your review. You say, my meal started with a hot toddy, a ginger mojito. You talked about a cornmeal cake alongside a craggy container of hot corn broth, a dome-shaped potato panier guarding Ocetra caviar and creme fraiche. You talked about the shape of the foie gras. There are fat flakes of burgundy truffle and seared foie medallions. The hits went on, you write, including one or two I'll deliberately omit so as not to spoil the visual surprises.
Yes. He does a couple of tricky things. It's a very novel way of approaching his cheese course. I'll just say that.
You wrote about the lamb loin with its center of garlic duck sausage atop chou,
chou?
Chou. Chou confit.
If I said cabbage, it wouldn't sound so fancy. So I used the French word for cabbage.
And finally, you talk about his miniature souffle, a dessert he's been making for more than a decade. It is picture-perfect sweet. 12 courses, $215 a person, even more if you decide to have a beverage or tip. So 12 courses, how long does it take to eat that much?
It's about a three-hour experience. It might be two and a half, but usually the whole idea is one of the reasons it costs what it costs is generally speaking, he's only seating 16 people in the entire evening. When you sit down, the table's yours. They're not going to be looking at their watch at around quarter to nine and wondering if they can get one more four-top in there. No, you're there, and every course is delivered by the chef himself. It's a very intimate experience. So the guy who cooked it, the guy who held it in his hands, is walking up to you and saying, this is what I did, and this is what I had in mind.
That's an interesting point. So the owner chef is there literally presenting the food to you.
Literally presents every dish.
And you said it's not pretentious at all. You're not intimidated. He's a nice guy.
No, he's only intimidated because he's a really big guy. He's really tall. And so if you have a height issue, there's that. But for the most part, no, he makes little separate self-deprecating jokes as he's putting this. Like, oh, I couldn't think of anything, so I did. Yeah, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But, expert technique. This guy is a pro. He won the the Jean Mancher Award for best restaurant just earlier this year in February.
Okay.
So he's, I'm not the only one who thinks he's good.
64 Green Bay Road in Winnetka, georgetoisgroup.com. Wednesday through Sunday, conversation friendly. I have to pause. Come back with me and talk to me about this review in the New York Times.
Sure.
You know the one I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. it's making some news today. What does this restaurant critic say about it? Phil Vitale, restaurant critic, Chicago Tribune. Phil, somebody sent in a note to us last week on the Flash Fry segment. What was that?
It was one of your more astute readers, I think, listeners, who said, John, is there a reason Phil's segment is so short? Could listen to him for a full hour. I think many in Chicago agree. What a lovely person that is.
I sure appreciate you coming by. I wish I did have more time. What about this, Phil? This review by Pete Wells in the New York Times of this steakhouse you know about, Pete Luger's, Peter Luger. And the review starts with this guy going, he loves the smell of the restaurant even as he comes to it. He's been going there for years. Everybody knows Peter Luger's. But he said, now I wonder why anybody goes there at all. He said the management isn't so good. He said the shrimp cocktail has always tasted like cold latex dipped in ketchup and horseradish. The steak sauce has always tasted like the same ketchup and horseradish fortified by corn syrup. He said he looks forward to the potatoes there the same way he looks forward to finding a new, irregularly shaped mole. And on it goes. He had really bad food there.
Yeah, he sure did.
What do you make of that review?
Well, at first I thought, God, did he chip a tooth in there? what exactly? I mean, as you say, the review starts off as this kind of Marcel Proust, fuzzy remembering, and then it just acts like you just shot Marcel Proust's dog. Because he gets really upset. Pete's done this before. He compared the front room to Peter Luger's unfavorably to the DMV in terms of warmth. I mean, the guy can turn a mean phrase when he is sufficiently inspired. Go back one of these days. Go back to the 2012 review he laid on Guy Fieri for Guy's American Kitchen and Bar in Manhattan. It's all every line in the review is a question. And it's, did you know how bad this is?
Really?
Oh yeah. It's considered one of his finest or possibly meanest reviews of all time. But, it was repeated and copied endlessly, as I suspect this one will be. Although it's probably more fun to hate on Guy Fieri than it is Peter Luger's. The equivalent would be is if one of us, if I took huge pot shots at, say, Gene and Georgette.
Right.
A place that had been around that long, that meant so much to Chicagoans, and I just walked in and said,
maybe the bottom line is, we got to go, is don't take your status for granted.
Yeah. I mean, he definitely, the subtext to all of his complaints was, this is a place that has stopped trying, that is just resting on its reputation, and they don't feel like they have to make as much an effort to customers anymore.
3- and 4-star reviews for restaurants in Chicago. Go to chicagotribune.com/dining. Read Phil Vitale.
Please do.
Thank you for coming in, Phil.
My pleasure.